This call is being recorded.
Let's get started. Public, I saw you send out a couple of issues that we should discuss or could discuss. Is there anything else anyone would like to put the agenda?
We also have PR on Heracles from Carl now.
Pull request 5. Or sorry, not 5, but use case 5.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay, doesn't look like. Then let's start with the first topic, create action with HTTP put. This is issue 141. I think public has been mostly driving that, so do you want to give it a start? Or give us an intro?
Yes. So we kind of approach it from few different possible use cases, one related to adding members to collection, and one with creating issue, which we both could use put for. In my last comment, I suggested that maybe we could try with the just creating, let's say, new event, but using put, like an alternative service can choose, because that seems simpler than adding existing members, which is like the managers block and so on. And yeah, it seems that we do need a way to provide IRI template. And I see the conversation currently kind of a bit stuck on what's the kind of preferred way to add this IRI template. Yeah, that's how I currently see the issue. And also, I stated. Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering. So, is there a concrete proposal, or is there like a specific problem we should discuss here?
Maybe I paste a link on IRC to a comment from 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the kind of, I think, preferred solution for me would be that if we use create action to advertise action of creating a new resource, it could be action with put or action with post. But for example, the discovery and the meaning of create action would stay the same independent of the HTTP verb used by the service. So I posted in this issue a few snippets that it could look pretty much the same if we have a way to add something like a target template. That if we consider other actions could have a target as an inverse of operation, here we wouldn't induce operation, but some kind of action to attach it to a resource, to relate it to a resource, and have a way to attach an IRI template, which would instruct the client how to create an IRI to perform this operation.
Mm-hmm. Tomáš, you were first.
I was just going to say that we already have a similar functionality with templates and links. So we should probably reuse the structure that we use to define templates for links.
Carol, you're next on the queue.
Yes, in this latest pull request of mine, one of the use case actually is quite similar to one of the snippets public posted in issue 141. And indeed, I ended up with a requirement to express an ERIE template of an operation. I think the difference between search and our needs is that the search is a link. And I don't remember the specification. I think neither allowed or disallowed to use the ERIE template with an operation. So I think we shall reuse this pattern. The question is, do we need to amend the specification or not?
Public.
Yes, so also in the issue 3, I posted link to one of the comments that tries to have something like a Hydra search as Hydra create and try to follow this pattern. But also the next comment tries to explore possibility of actually making a search an operation or an action and use something like a schema search action and then provide target, which would be the IRI template, which would kind of align a search operation with other read operations, which I think is kind of now it seems that the search is kind of defined by a property and other operations are by instance of an RDF property, Hydra search, and other operations are specified by the instances of RDFS class, like schema create action or something. So I think we could try to actually look for a way that it's more aligned, that we can use IRI templates with operations that are defined by instance of a class, and then we use just a type of operation and not property.
Yeah, the intention I had, and I realized that it's not documented at all when I defined IRI templates, is that you pretty much use them like resources. They're just kind of like abstract resources till you fill in the variables in the template. So you can attach an operation to an IRI template just as you can attach it to a normal resource. And if you have a property that points to a resource, you can attach a operation to the property, like to the target of the property. And it works the same way with properties that have IRI templates as their value, which is basically how Hydra search works.
How would you see it working for create action using put?
You would have an IRI template as the outermost entity, and then you do Hydra operation and put the put in there. The kind of open question, or like definitely underspecified aspect, is how to fill the IRI template variables. Like, where should that come from? And how does that relate to the payload of the put, for instance?
And if you have the events collection, how you would advertise this operation with this template, starting from the events collection? If you have /API/events, this resource, which is a collection, and how from there we discover this operation, like create action, which is based on IRI template?
I'm not sure I understood this. Say that again, please.
So the operations, which are kind of, if we think about operation as a kind of inverse of target, or target as inverse of operation, so the operations that have target certain resource, usually we link to them from the resource using Hydra operation, and that suggests that this resource is the target of the operation.
Sorry, can I just cut you? If you guys look at what I wrote on the IRC, so I know maybe not entirely Hydra, but so there is this resource, which is a link, create user. So sort of like the issues example has, right? Create as a register user link. So this, instead of a concrete resource with an ID, would actually be an object typed as IRI template. And it has an operation, right? So this is where the body comes from. And the IRI template would have the mapping and the actual template for the URI. So this would be the target. And so we wouldn't need any kind of target URL. This works just like you said.
Yeah,
I never realized what you just said, Marcus, that links and operations, I mean, links and resources are the same, right? I mean, links to concrete resources and links to templates, and then you can have operations on those templates. This is simple, and this is just, as you said, if you had this in mind for the last 4 years, I guess no one knew.
Public.
This again, one of the comments I was trying to create, like we have a Hydra search to create a Hydra create or something that would create a new resource, but we cannot then use the schema create action in both cases. We end up in a situation, seems like, that we use schema create action if it's with post, or if it's with put, we cannot just use the same pattern and just use schema create action, but the method put and provide it the template. We need to change things completely, that now we need to create the instance of RDF property or Hydra link, and we cannot anymore rely on the type, like instance of RDF class, like a schema create action. And that seems like, for me, not the like perfect solution. That depends on the HTTP method. We need to structure things completely differently and have different shared understanding of either a type like a schema create action or some kind of property that we would introduce to handle different HTTP methods.
Like, why do you think we need to describe things differently based on their HTTP method?
So in this example that Tomas wrote, I understand the create user is some kind of instance of Hydra link, which is a property.
No, like, so let me quickly try to type an example out. This is pseudocode, but you will get the idea. So something like this, you have the outer thing is the IRI template in this case, instead of being just a resource, and then you just attach an operation to that IRI template. In order to be able to execute that operation, you would first need to resolve the IRI template to an actual resource, and then you just execute the operation on that resource.
Okay, and how we relate it to the events collection, if we have a collection with the IRI slash API slash events, and we would like to find this template and this operation there, how we connect those, the collection with this part, with this template?
So that's in general a problem, which we, I think, didn't really talk about yet. But what you are asking is, how can I connect a resource to a related resource to execute an operation, right?
Yeah, just this related resource doesn't exist because we just have an IRI template, actually. So the resource that would be created by executing an operation using that template doesn't exist yet. So there is not existing relationship between the yet to be created resource and the collection.
So, well, whether the resource exists before or not, that's a different discussion. But let's assume it would exist already before. You would just have a different resource, right? Like put actually replaces the resource at the URL that you're using. So like, for instance, imagine you have a device and you want to turn on an LED on that device. You could have an operation associated to the resource of the device, but the put or post would go to a different URL, which identifies specifically that specific LED. How we make that connection, that's currently not specified. You would indeed need to mint a property or something which connects those two together. I think schema.org has like agent, like they have kind of a bit complex vocabulary there. Let me quickly look it up. So they have, if you look at schema.org action, they have instrument, object, participant, agent. So that allows you to link those other things to a resource or to an action in this case.
Yeah, I was thinking like in one of the snippets, I think the last one in the create with post, that if we have an operation and target as kind of inverse, we just define one and alias the other one as inverse. That works quite well when there's a known IRI because we can from either direction kind of shape it. But when we need IRI template, we could have maybe something like action. That action doesn't work like operation because it's not inverse of the target. But if we just have an action, then the operation or action is to either specify the target or IRI template. So this way we have like a generic property to say, this action affects this resource. It's kind of relevant for this resource, but it's performed on another resource. And I think it's kind of useful, especially if the other resource doesn't exist yet. So we cannot have like a meaningful relationship between non-existing resource that would be created by executing operation on some other resource. But can you follow, or it doesn't make sense what I say?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we are overthinking this. In essence, I know that we're trying to come up with meaning for the operations, but in a sense, you could just have plain links, forms, so operations, links, and templates, and you know, just what do they call it? Follow your nose, right? So, here's a template. There's a put operation on it. I have some descriptions to display to the user and let the user decide to run it. And when he runs it, he or she runs it, there will be some response from the server. But how we let the client know that a new resource will be created as part of the collection, well, it may not be that much relevant in general before the operation is actually being executed. I know it depends on whether we are targeting machine to machine, but for human users, we don't really have to overly specify this on the API, I think. But in a sense, I do agree. It may be useful to have like a minimal extensibility point for collections. So I don't know, the simplest would be a specialized Hydra property, which would be either, but I get it. If it's a post, it's an operation on the actual collection, and if it's a put, it would be a related resource and an operation on it. So there is no one way to do it.
Actually, in the comment I just posted, I propose possible way that in both cases it relies that the operation has type schema create action. Just in one case it's relate, if it's post, it's using operation Hydra operation property, which we can consider inverse of the target Hydra target. So Hydra target Hydra operations are inverse to each other. So we can relate the resource because it's the collection is the target of an operation, so we can use operation. But if we want to use put, we would have something like action, which maybe it's more broad property, and then the operation itself could specify either a target. So in the case when you were saying, if you want to like this video, the server can even give you, hey, that's the URL you need to put to. So it wouldn't even require either a template, but it would be still different target of the operation than the collection itself. And if the client needs to mint the URI, the server could provide the target template or something like that and allow the client to choose the, create the IRI to perform the operation. But still from the collection, it would just say, you look either for all the resources related by action or operation. And operation maybe could be like sub-property of action or something like that, which means a target. And then the just not to get too crazy with the inferences, but it would be provide, I think, quite consistent way to discover all the operations that are kind of relevant for this collection, but sometimes maybe targeting other resources to actually perform the operation. So that's one of the last comments in the create with put issue.
So just to try to quickly summarize that, what you're proposing is we introduce an additional property which tells you whose semantics would be, there is an operation that you can execute to affect this resource, but you need to execute it on a different resource, which is then specified with target or operation.
Yes, or target template. So the operation would either use target or template there.
Carol?
Yeah, from a client point of view, I think it doesn't matter where the URL comes from. So for instance, if the operation defines an ERIE template, the processing of this ERIE template is the same for both cases. I think the alternative solution would be that the verb, the HTTP verb or generally the method predicate would determine the source of the ERIE or the URL. Because honestly, in HTTP, I think the only post is an exceptional one, because other verbs actually are using this subject of the resource. And in post, it's the opposite. It's another resource that is processing the body. So maybe this is an alternative. So the method determines the source of the URL rather than another property.
But how would you connect it to if you don't have an additional property?
The method itself determines it.
So you would use operation even if it's not a target. If you have, for example, collection and then operation property and then the instance of a operation class there. So even that the target of this operation is not the collection, you would still use the operation property to relate them.
Yeah, because it depends on the verb that you are using. In case of put, your subject would be the resource that you put in the body. In the case of post, it will be the opposite.
But how would you even distinguish between the two?
The two verbs?
No, the two resources.
The verb would determine this. If you will see in the operation that the method is put, you are going to use the URL of the resource that you are going to put. Am I correct? This is natural in REST. And in case of POST, you are going probably to use the URL of the owner of this operation.
Well, so if you, sorry, if you look back at the snippets above, this is their uniform. Both operations, either way, will be executed on the owner, right?
No, only the POST one.
When you have an operation on the IRI template, it doesn't matter, POST or PUT, it would always be executed on the owner. The difference is that the owner is not a concrete ID, concretely identified, but it's an IRI template.
I don't think I could get it.
Let's clarify terminology.
Maybe you can try to type out a small JSON snippet in IRC. I don't know if that helps.
But it's already there, right? So 2017 from Marcus.
To clarify your terminology, you call the kind of, if you do the PUT, you talk about the IRI of a resource in the payload, that the resource in the payload would have an ID, and then client would just somehow, again, without a template, maybe there's a need to provide a template, because otherwise client may struggle how to create this ID. But it would use, for PUT, would use the IRI of the payload. And for POST, what you could call the owner is the resource that advertised the operation. So the resource that relates to operation with the Hydra operation property.
Yeah, but from what you've publicly said, because you are making a distinction between an operation and an action. Am I correct?
I mean, with the approach I kind of propose, that it's like operation is always on the resource. So action can be on another resource, but operations can always perform on the HTTP resource. So again, it's a bit like the action is on a thing, kind of like an event. So the action is on event, and then the operation is on some HTTP resource, which can be even like a joint resource, to represent joint between two. The relationship itself.
From HTTP point of view, I think the operation would be mapped directly to POST, and actions would be directly mapped to PUT, delete, get, you know.
Why is that?
Actually, I think the other way, like the PUT I would consider anything with PUT, I would consider operation, because it's putting directly on a resource. With POST, it seems... Oh, wait.
Okay, so the opposite. The POST is an action, and the operation is PUT, delete.
Yeah, I think if it uses POST, that would be more of an action, but the same action can actually use PUT. But then you need to, you would say, let's say, like, add... If you want to add something to a collection, that's more of an action, because especially if you add with PUT, the operation will be performed on a different resource, but it's acting on the collection, because you're adding something on the collection by performing operation on different resource.
Yeah, but in this PR of mine, I actually made a distinction between adding an item to a collection and actually creating a resource. I think putting something to the URL related to the collection may not always mean that the resource is added to that collection, I think. Because by putting a resource to a given URL, you are just making that resource available at that very API, but it may not mean that this resource is related to the collection.
Yeah, that's, I think, why collection needs to advertise an action to say, if you perform this operation on this resource, that means that you're adding something to me, to the collection. So I don't think that should try to from the verbs anything. It should just, you know, make explicit, yeah, have explicit knowledge from the hypermedia about saying this collection has an add action operation, action, and then you need to perform a operation on this resource to, it's like a handler. In a way, I think the handlers may help here, that you have add action and the handler is operation on another resource.
Actually, that's why I'm using both create action and add action in this PR.
Maybe we should take this back to GitHub and the pull request.
Okay.
It's a bit difficult to discuss this without having a way to...
Yeah, these things are quite tricky, honestly. For instance, for me, it's quite unclear whether the ERA template should be used simultaneously with a link or an operation or not. Because in the snippet of in 1-4-1 put by Pavlik, I think there is an intermediate resource added between the action and the ERA template. It's named target template. Am I correct? Pavlik?
Once again, you say the comment I posted there in create action?
Yeah, you've made a snippet with an action that is advertising an ERA template with a property named target template.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall this target template in the Hydra spec.
No. That was like also action. Both action and target template are kind of just a, let's say, proposals. I should have maybe marked them clearly, but it doesn't exist at this moment. It would be kind of what seems quite consistent, that it's either a target or a target template. And then
what if this action is simultaneously an operation and ERA template? What would it mean?
Once again?
So, bear me a second, let me compose a quick snippet so I can paste it. What would that mean? I just pasted it like a quick, small snippet in the IRC. So this imaginary action is simultaneously an operation and create action and an IRI template.
Myself, I would not conflate the template and with the operation. Somehow, I don't see benefit with conflating those two.
One less property?
Because again, like we had this issue that we shouldn't conflate IRIs of operations and the resource we perform operations on. So if we perform operation on, let's say, update, if we have an event and we have an update operation, the IRI of the operation, it's some blank node identifier, doesn't matter, but it's not different. So then the operation, and here I understood that Marcus kind of have seen the templates as like abstract resources on which we can perform operation. So again, conflating them seems a bit like conflating the operation with the resource we, you know, that advertised the operation. Because the template seems like an abstract resource that it's kind of like a sort of factory of resources or something. But I don't like conflating the template with the action or operation.
Okay.
Me neither.
Okay, how we shall proceed with this? I think this is because, as Pavlik already said, we've reached that point that operations should denote an ERA template somehow. So how we should proceed with this?
Well, like Marcus said, let's get back to issue 141. In fact, I'm just doing this now. I'm hearing myself fine. And I'll just rewrite Pavlik's snippets in the form that Marcus described. Maybe we can take it from there.
Understand, currently we have sort of two proposals, the one from the comment and your implementation in the pull request to Heracles, which relies that the different HTTP method implies different meaning of the the Hydra operation and the target.
Yeah, indeed.
So how everyone feels about this approach, that the HTTP method kind of implies what the Hydra operation property means, if it's a target of the operation, or for different HTTP methods, there will be different way of specifying the target?
I think it like it will restrict us too much, because also post, you could argue that it could go to any arbitrary URL because a post can pretty much mean anything. So we shouldn't restrict that.
And as I said before, attaching operations to IRI templates or solves that without resorting to differentiating between methods. So you can have any operation on any resource, which you know the identifier or you don't know it, and you have a uniform way to specify that in the structure, or well, in Hydra.
So maybe let's just spend a few more cycles on GitHub and then discuss it next time again.
Okay. Okay, agreed.
Okay. The next one on the agenda would have been adding already existing resources as collection members. I think I would propose to move that to next to the next telecon as well, because this is so highly correlated. Unless someone disagrees, then we can obviously discuss it today as well.
I would see as a depending on these IRI templates, because if we would like to do it with put, we may need to have a way to provide a template which will be the target of the operation. So I think we need to solve the templates first before we can, I think, address this one.
Okay.
I somehow tried to address this issue in this this pull request of mine. There is another scenario. I've added another collection of people, and in that case, I'm using, let's say, two-step operation. The first one, let's say, it creates a resource. It calls a completely different URL. I think it was API people new or something like this, which identifies a resource, and then I'm reusing this resource to put. But as I Pavlik said, this is, let's say, workaround for the lack of retemplates and operation.
I'm sorry. So which pull request is this? Is it also number
18 on Heracles. Yeah. There's already some discussions or reviewable.
Yeah, I saw, but I haven't had the time yet to look into this.
It's from yesterday night, so
I know. I wanted to, but I didn't have time.
Quick observation on this pull request: when we have this on a collection/API/people, we have those two operations: create action and add action. One of them has target URL, which pretty much already contradicts this possible approach of having target be defined as the inverse of operation. Because here we have operation linking to one resource, to the slash API slash people, and then target URL linking to slash API slash people slash new. That means that here that the target URL cannot be inverse of operation anymore, which I think is possibly a clean solution, if they could be inverse, to situations where we don't need templates. So we can like use the operation and target kind of from either direction. If we know the exact URL, we don't need to attach a template. So from my perspective, that's a bit of a drawback, that it's kind of a bit of a guessing. It's not very clear if the target is you just follow the operation in the inverse direction, or you have an explicit target URL, or you have some kind of way of adding a template. It seems like there's already many more possibilities. I mean, yeah, because even for the put, we may need to attach a template, which would be like a template, the target template, similar to like proposed target template. So we would have like a three ways of figuring out, even without the HTTP methods, three ways of figuring out which URL to use to actually execute the operation.
Don't hesitate to put any snippets in this pull request. I created this pull request on purpose so we can proceed with the discussion.
Okay. So the next topic is specifying operations on templated link objects. I actually don't know or don't remember what that issue was about, but it sounds highly correlated as well. Okay, there was no discussion since April 2017.
Can you post the link?
Yes, of course.
Just look at this. So in the snippet is precisely what you, Marcus, also admitted you had in mind initially. So some property pointing to an RII template which has operations. I didn't even remember that I also came up with this. It's basically the same talk we just had.
Yeah. I guess let's table that one as well till next time and follow up on that and GitHub. Like all of them, I think, will lead to the same. Like we can resolve all of them with the same decision.
In issue 3, I linked both 100 and 118 because I think 3, 100, and 118 are pretty much the same thing discussed in three issues. So the number 3 is the oldest one. Maybe we can try to like somehow reconcile them there. But those three issues, yes, we should resolve with the same solution.
Oh, I see, and the last one, yeah, exactly.
If I may propose and volunteer for an action item to create a use case which would use the other, I mean, fit in the other use cases and try to address such functionality.
Do you think we need a new use case? I think even just creating events, the number 5 in your pull request, it's already good starting to say that we need to have a way of doing it with post and with put. We cannot impose any of the verbs. And we need to be able that the clients can discover if the same operation is being created with put or with post.
Okay. Maybe I can extend number five. The thing is, one thing that I may not entirely understand is that we are, you know, conflating two connected but kind of separate matters. One is operations on IRI, I mean, on resources which we don't have an ID, so on IRI templates, and the other is creating with put. So I think one is a specialization of the other, right? So, but again, I digress. Yeah, instead of creating a new use case, I will expand on number five, I think, maybe.
Should I assign an action item, Tomáš?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Looks like we ran out of agenda items. Is there anything else you would like to discuss today?
I may have a question related to Prettier. This feature, yeah, that you've added to the Heracles.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm just interested in the settings that are driving this prettier, because I kind of feel dumber. I cannot see any specific rule behind how it breaks the lines, etc., etc., and then actually seeing a for each loop written in three lines instead of one, it actually breaks my heart. So.
That's probably because of the line length getting too long.
No, actually, this wasn't the case. So, I saw situations where sometimes the arguments of a method call were split in lines, sometimes not, sometimes partially. I just see, I cannot find a rule. Of course, at the end, I'm just running npm run prettier, but I still would like to understand what's going on inside. So, because for now, I sometimes have troubles reading the code, especially those situations when something should be one-liner, goes to for each or goes to lambda expressions, etc., etc.
Sorry, what was that one?
No, I just noticed that both lambda expressions or arrow functions, I think it's called in TypeScript, and for each loops and few other places, this should be one liner, and Prettier makes it sometimes three liners. It's quite tricky for me to read this kind of code, so I was just wondering whether we can tweak it somehow or not.
I think in general it's not too tweakable, but there are a few like things that you can tweak. Let me see. So there is a configuration file here. So in general, the idea, like what lots of JavaScript projects seem to do, is they use this so that there is consistency across projects. Like React uses this, Babel uses Prettier. Etc. etc. But like if something really bothers you, let's
just file an issue and we'll figure it out, or we can also like start disabling prettier if it's really too annoying. Like what I'm trying to say is it definitely shouldn't get in the way.
Yeah, indeed. So okay, I'll try to post some examples that are somehow unclear to me and somehow are drag. That's it.
Yeah. Anything else we should discuss today?
I just would like... Okay, sorry. I would like to again ask about the difference between action operation in your... I mean, how you perceive it, because I got totally confused when you started discussing what is an action, what is it, an operation. I think in the beginning we only had operations, then schema brought actions to the terminology, which is just a distraction. I think we should stick to just one name, regardless of the operation. So any request is basically an operation. Even links, and you perform a get operation. Simple as that. I think it just confuses me and possibly anyone else if we start to discussing which is which.
Are you referring to Pavlik's proposal, or are you referring to the fact that we started to kind of use schema.org's action for like the semantics of an operation?
No. So you to have schema to define the semantics of the operation, that's a different matter. But I mean,
okay,
just the term for performing operations on the API. Understand how these operations are described in. So I'm completely about what Pavlik was saying, and also looking at the snippet where there is the operation but also the action, and the difference being, yeah, I don't get it. I don't think it's needed.
Yeah, okay.
Also, I'd like to quickly ask Carol, in your pull request, how the client creates the URL for the put operation? It just kind of, or is it kind of like incomplete, that it's at this point it's not really useful yet because there's no way to for client to create the URL to perform the put when you have add with put?
That's why I'm using first post that actually creates the URL in the location header. But the assumption is the post actually does not create the resource at that very URL. It's just a workaround, so that's, yeah.
Okay. And quick question to Marcus, because I understand that for you the operation seems to meet like the target of the like the property, Hydra operation property. It's like inverse of the target, what we could call target of the operation. In some of the, I think this pull request by Carol, when he has operation property and then the operation has a target URL, it seems it kind of in a way violates this approach that the Hydra operations would have a semantic of the target of the operation. How do you see that? Does it kind of something that seems reasonable for you, or you kind of feel very strongly about the Hydra operation property having meaning of the target of the operation we want to make on the resource?
So I didn't see Carol's pull request yet, so I missed the context, but like that's how Hydra operation is currently defined. Like it connects a resource to a description of an HTTP request you can do on that resource. So it is in one direction, it points from the resource to the operation, in the other direction it's like the target of the operation. I'm not sure though whether that answered your question.
Okay, Okay, yes. Yeah, so in this pull request, actually seems like when there's a snippet with target URL, API people knew, it seems kind of not following that approach. So for me, the motivation of introducing the action property would be that action, it's like more loose than operation. And the action means that it's an action related to this resource, but it's not an operation on this resource. The operation happens on some other resource, but they don't have like a clear relation. So it's kind of like a more loose variant of the operation that doesn't imply it being a target of the operation.
Yeah, I understood that, yeah. I kind of agree with Tomáš that having the term action and operation and using them in this way is confusing because it will be difficult to remember when to use which, but we will need some solution for what you just described because not all operations will be executable on the resource itself.
I think that's something we could try to stay focused on next 2 weeks. At least for me, that'll be really step forward if we figure this out and the templates also. So I think that'll be really great, great thing for the next 2 weeks.
So Pavlik, if you could, because I honestly, I'm sorry, I don't follow this just yet. If you can add an example, maybe a separate issue to describe what Marcus also just said, that you may have operations that will not be executed on the resource itself. Because at the moment, I don't think we necessarily has to be an issue. I mean, not an issue, I mean, it doesn't have to be at all this way.
I think that public intentions is, because normally, following Marcus's concept of the operation, we shall create a resource, for instance, an IRI template-based resource that has an operation that actually makes a put on that IRI templated resource. But in this scenario, it's not clear that this IRI templated operation of put is related somehow to the collection itself. I think the intention of public was to make this connection between the collection, the operation, and the fact that the operations is not taken on the owner of the of the operation.
I see.
Does it make any sense?
Yeah, I see. So this is okay. So we're talking about side effects. Relating to one of the comments from the weekend or whatever, that okay, we make a put request which will. In a way, it will add a member to the collection, but these semantics are outside of the scope of the hypermedia. So, and we may come up with additional metadata to put on the operation. So, I don't know, have like so this would be the sort of manager's block, right? So, we would have the operation would have that, okay, the side effects, so to call it just, you know, with round words, the side effects of this operation will be adding stuff to the members of said collection. But this is informational.
Exactly. And these are schema actions and the semantics behind it.
Yeah. But then again, we shouldn't be basing the design of the of operations as the in the primitives. So when and how we define the operations based on possibly a single use case, right? So when you talk to different people, you probably would get different side effects of operations, and you wouldn't want to have each one of them influence how operations and templates are connected together. As the primitives of defining, you know, immediate request done from this step from this state to transfer to the other state. This is all you have to know from the perspective of hypermedia. Yeah, so bottom line, don't let the side effects drive the design of Hydra itself.
Yeah, but I think on the last call we agreed somehow that we do lack some semantics because I think I remember this question of Marcus. What does the post mean, for instance, or what does the put mean?
Well, but HTTP already is very vague on that, in that regard, and you won't change it. Post can mean anything, and you won't be able to put any possible description of any possible meaning in Hydra. We may, you know, let any custom API come up with their own metadata, which another API will not understand, but the core has to be the core. So I agree that putting resources to add to collection, that's something that we can support. But the primitive of defining, you know, a put operation on to any other resource, whether we know the ID or not, this is parallel or maybe orthogonal, I mean, actually, to knowing whether it will create a new resource in that collection or not. These are two separate matters, and we are conflating them and trying to, you know, mash them into a single semantic, right?
Well, I think if we have like a client that has some goal, the goal of a client is, for example, add something to particular collection, different servers can have a different design choices of saying, okay, for us, we use post to add elements to collection, and for different one, we use put. And I think the client shouldn't depend on that, but should be able to say there's like an add action on the collection. So go to the collection, find add action. And this action will define kind of handler to say you either make operation on the collection itself, like post, or you make operation on some other resource with put. But the kind of the goal, it's that the desired goal is the same. So the goal-oriented client can just look for a ways to achieve the goal, and the details are kind of up to different services to decide if particular goal is achieved by this kind of approach or different. And for me, it's more like a goal-driven client than just, you know, like modifying different resources.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Usually, goal machine to machine and goal oriented clients just confuse me, and they end up in philosophy. And I doubt, just as you know, as a nitpick, I doubt that adding a member to a collection would often be a goal itself. The goal would be something more business oriented, something more goal oriented. So we are stuck somewhere in the middle. So we're not really talking. We refuse to design, you know, requests and responses with Hydra and the hypermedia, but we pretend that we are doing the goal-based approach, where in fact the goals would probably be more specialized and diverse in actual clients. And such design of, you know, adding members to a collection would probably be still too primitive for real APIs, and yet we come up with complex solutions for something that we don't have to solve.
I think it's also the question what kind of API would like to see in the generic client, because without those semantics, I'm unable to expose, for instance, add method for the collections, because I don't know what does it mean. So the API would end up with either client get resource and client invoke operation, and that's it. The client's done.
Well, you still have operations on linked resource. I mean, to call it from like how does it embedded resources, like, right? So you have the collection, you have child objects which have operations, and of course the semantic is a bit weaker. So that's where the sort of manages block comes in if you want to help the client distinguish between operations. But still, I think that the basic design doesn't have to be complex at all.
Yeah, we should try to keep the design simple, but I guess we'll need some semantics to, as Carol just said, build a client with which he can do anything meaningful and still have some flexibility in the server side. But I guess since we are already quite over time, we should really move this back to GitHub and then discuss it next week when we're all on the same page, or in 2 weeks actually. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
I'm looking forward for your comments.
I will review it right after the meeting. Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. See you on GitHub.
Cheers, bye.